Hello and welcome to Rupali Shukla's podcast. As you know, this podcast is all about productivity, it's all about motivation, and it's all about the things which you can learn and apply in your day-to-day life. Following my 3G rule, that is the grow, give and get formula, I am making this another episode of my podcast. So what today I'm going to talk about is the importance of alone time. You know what is an alone time? The time which you spend for yourself, the time in which you are able to think about your life, your future goals, the life which you are living right now and the life which you want in your near future. So for that, it is very important that you have a certain amount of time from each day to spend on yourself, to think about your goals and your life. So why is it so important? I have realized this, that it is very important to have alone time for yourself. What happened is, I have discovered that in my 3 years of college, this is something which I have developed in myself. And that same thing may be useful for you. I'm not saying that it will be 100% guarantee, but you can try this, and over a gradual period of time, after taking some of the intervals, after taking some time, you will understand the importance of alone time. So what happened is, in 3 years of my college, I have understood what used to happen is, previously I used to think that there should be someone always to talk to. There should be someone with whom I can share my lunch. There should be someone with whom I can share my ideas and with whom I could just simply talk about random stuff. But then I realized that, is it worth living? Is it really something that I should crave for? I should be always looking for other people, that I should be depending upon other people for my own happiness? Then there is something wrong in it. And then I started discovering about the methods to be happy. You know, why is it so important? The thing is, you should be having the equal intensity of fun, the equal intensity of happiness that you have when you are with your friends or with your family members. That same amount of fun, that same amount of happiness should be there when you are alone. It should be not like that you think that there is something missing when you are alone. Okay, so this is something which is very important. It will help you to grow. And by spending alone time, I definitely don't want to say that you just seclude yourself from everything that is happening around the world. No, I don't mean that. What I mean is simply, you should not be the one like a monopolistic approach. You should not be following the monk lifestyle, that you just seclude yourself from everything, every fun, every entertainment. No, I don't mean that. What I mean is, you should be at least having some time to think about yourself, to think about your future plans and your future things. You know, this is something which I have learned from a book called Deep Work. There's a book, Deep Work, which tells you about how to be a smart worker rather than being a hard worker. Okay, so in that book only, there is a term called monastic approach and there's a term called rhythmic approach. So what I'm asking you is to follow a rhythmic approach. Actually, I was following this approach from last 2 years, but in my recent days, I would say just 2 or 3 weeks ago, I have just read this book and I got to know that I was following an approach which is called rhythmic approach. So now I got a term to tell what this approach actually is. So what happened is, in a rhythmic approach, what you do is, when you have a certain goal, when you have a certain task or a project to finish, you just seclude yourself from everything, from every distractions. And once that task is finished, once that goal is reached, you get back to your normal life, that is the life with your friends, with your family. So what happened is, whenever I have something to study, whenever I'm having something to read, I just seclude myself from people around me. And once that task is finished, I go back to the normal days. Hope you like this podcast, and thank you for connecting.